eat.
Fruit.
No fruit. There is no fruit available today.
There's some tomatoes on my toast.
Tomatoes, no. No, absolutely not tomatoes. It's a fruit pollinated by bees. Like it? Enjoy your meal.
Not really.
Thank you.
No.
No.
It's a little bit dry, Bill.
Mm. Okay.
A bit bland.
You may know, I've been looking into the disappearance of our bees and what's been going wrong, and I thought I'd have an experiment to see what the impact would be on our lives if there were no honeybees here in Britain. And this is the result. So without bees, not much pollination goes on. So that's all that you're left with. But to make up for it, here's the breakfast that you can have while we've still got honeybees. So tuck in. To be honest, this is a bit of a treat. It's not what they're used to. Take away bees and you risk losing this. Most fruit, but not bananas and pineapples. And most vegetables, along with protein-rich beans. And because most animal feed is made from plants pollinated by bees, it means meat and dairy products could also become more scarce.
So we really do need to save the bees if we want to have a premium by this.
It does give you a sense of just how important bees are. I want to track down the most groundbreaking research into what's killing our bees in such numbers. I'm starting at a rather special place. Rothamsted Research. They've been studying bees here for 90 years, and they've recently invented some rather ingenious ways of observing them. I'm here to look at the first suspect in our mystery, the Varroa mite. This tiny parasite has led to the spread of some of the most contagious and widely distributed viruses on the planet, killing billions of bees and truly earning its name, Varroa destructor. It can be utterly devastating.